پیش چشمت داشتی شیشه کبود، زن سبب عالم کبودت می نمود. گر مکروری این کبودی دنز خیش، خیش را بد بود منو کس را کنید. مومن آریان رو به نور الله نمود، غیب مومن را برهنه چون نمود. چون که تو ینظر به نار الله بودی، در بدی از نیکوی غافل شدی. اندک اندک آب در آتش بزن، تا شود نار تو نوری بل هزن. تو بزن یا ربنا آب طهور، تا شود این نار عالم جمله نور. آب دریا جمله در فرمان توست، آب و آتش ای خداوندان توست. گر تو خواهی آتش آب خوش شود، ور نخواهی آب هم آتش شود. این طلب در ما هم از ایجاد توست، رستن از بیداد یا رب داد توست. بی طلب تو این طلب من داده ای، گنج احسان بر همه بگشاده. Next week, inshallah, we'll have 1, 2, 3, 4 pages. Finish the story. So,
four pages. How do you go
with that? Yeah. So, the last word of Rumi was, "Don't rush." It was suddenly. He's thinking about graduation.
He's waiting for the good part.
The interesting part is that tonight he spoke about the well. And your favorite story in book two is about the wall.
The wall, yep.
Yeah, so he's using both, right?
But they're the same.
I know, but, yeah. Interesting
analogy,
the extremes.
Definitely, because in one way, Rumi would just be saying this mountain that you're trying to up. And in another way, you're deep down in the world you live. And the world is very good, you know what? Because the best story starts from that one. Where is the world?
Joseph.
The beauty is in it.
Joseph?
Joseph. Joseph is beauty, you know. The meaning of Joseph is beauty. The word is not Joseph, it's Hassan.
Hassan?
It's Hosn.
Hosn.
It's beauty. Ask that gentleman over there. You look a little bit like Ahmed. What happened? Yes, that well. The Joseph should be put in well, because if not, Joseph will not conquer the Egypt and say that word. That's incredible. That, yes, everybody is. Because the beauty is in the world hidden. And you know what? Who will discover the beauty? Amazingly, a merchant. Unknowingly. You remember the merchant and the parrot? Have you heard anything about the merchant and the parrot?
No, you haven't.
That's the next story. Next story, yeah, after the short story about representative of his majesty, Julius Caesar or something like that, will come to Omar and they'll talk about that. Then we'll go to the pirate and the merchant. And you will see the merchant is always in control, but the merchant learned from the pirate. And over there you will see that the merchant accidentally will bring out the Joseph. The merchant will bring it out. Unknowingly. That's how it works. Our merchant part, we'll talk about it in a couple of months, inshallah. If he arrived at all.